This is Mini Mindset, the show that takes a brief look at the psychology and emotion of finance and business. I'm your host, Adam Cox, and joining me today, we have Jonathan Watsley, who's a director of Wealth at Work. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Adam.
So you've done some research. You've looked at some of the implications of a very volatile economic environment right now and discovered that it actually affects older members of society more so than younger members of society. Can you give us a bit of information on that and what you've discovered?
Yeah, I think it's the key issue here is that for people, certainly when they get into their 50s, there's data that shows that people often are in a position where if they're facing redundancy, then are they actually going to find another job, or is it in essence early retirement, even though that may not be what they would have planned? But if it is, then of course the big question is can they afford to retire, or are they going to go and have to try and look for another job, which of course in the current environment is easier said than done.
Absolutely, because I think particularly for younger generations, they've got used to the idea of multiple sources of income, you know, gig economy, things like that. But perhaps those over the age of 50 have been used perhaps to one source of income for their entire life. So there's less of a resilience or contingency if suddenly their primary income dries up. Do you think for a lot of older people, if they don't find a job, that they're somehow forced into retirement, even if they don't want to actually do that?
Yeah, I think that really is the case. And of course, the thing now is that people can actually start drawing from their pension at age 55. So whilst a lot of people may think, actually, I'm gonna carry on working, you know, well into my 60s, actually, they do have the ability to generate an income from their mid 50s. So, you know, it is feasible for them to retire. But of course, you've got to understand that if people start drawing their pensions in their 50s, then that pension income has got to last a lot of years. You know, it might need to last 30 years plus. So whilst on one hand it's possible, there are big financial implications of it that need to be understood and really thought through.
Absolutely. I was going to say that, you know, is the pension pots large enough to cope with that kind of early retirement? And if not, what does it mean for those people that are forced into early retirement?
Yeah, I mean, I think that clearly it will be different for different people, but I think the starting point is always making an assessment as to, well, what is the value of your pension? And now a lot of people may have more than one pension because they would have worked for more than one employer. So getting a good overview as to the value of all those pensions is important. Also understanding what are the savings they have as well, you know, which may be things like ISAs, which may help towards that retirement income. But I think the other thing that they need to understand as well, in addition to whatever savings or pensions they have, is what are their costs going to be during retirement? And that's kind of a good news and a bad news story, really. I think the good news story on that is that people often have lower costs when they go into retirement. So, for example, they won't be making pension contributions from their salary anymore. They won't be paying national insurance. Perhaps they won't have travel expenses and all the other additional expenses associated with work, you know, buying coffees or lunch or whatever it might be. But on the downside, because they have retired earlier, that money has got to last a lot longer, and they may still have debt. So they may still have mortgages to pay off. They may have other debts. So again, they need to think about, well, do I need to clear that debt before I go into retirement? If I'm going to do that, how am I going to pay for that debt off? Is that going to be through perhaps a redundancy check that I'm going to get? Or could it be through maybe some of the tax-free cash that they may get if they start drawing on their pension? So there's a lot of things to think about as to how this may actually work for them in reality.
And with that big long list of things to think about, do you think that the average person maybe that can't find a job, you know, in their 50s actually are thinking about these kind of things? Or are they just kind of desperately seeking more employment? Or is it only when they make that decision that they will retire early, then there's lots of things to think about?
Yeah, I mean, we know people leave it pretty much to the last minute. So this is the case for most retirees. So even if they weren't facing redundancy and they were just thinking, yeah, you know, it's time to retire, we know that the majority of people make decisions as to how they're going to generate a retirement income very, very late. a whole new set of regulations came in 2015, which gives people a lot of flexibility as to how they take income from pensions. Now, the good news about that is that it is very flexible. And if you get it right for your personal situation, it can actually be very, very good. The problem is people come to it very late, and they almost make a rushed decision. And then, unfortunately, if they make a rushed decision, often they can make poor decisions. And those poor decisions can result in things like paying a lot more tax than they need to. One of the things we know is that the Treasury every year since these new regulations came in 2015 have raised more in tax take than their own forecast. And we know part of that is because people end up paying tax they don't need to pay because they don't know how to structure their retirement income. And part of that is because they leave it to the last minute, and then it all becomes very much a rushed decision.
And you mentioned the tax implications and also the more flexibility that people have on their pensions. And one of those key elements of flexibility was taking that tax-free lump sum. In your experience, is that a good idea? Should people always do that because they're missing out on the tax benefits if they don't do that? Or is it, you know, vary depending on the individual circumstances?
Yeah, it is varied, really. For example, if somebody wanted, let's say they've still got a mortgage and they're going to go into retirement and they want to get rid of that mortgage for when they're in retirement, then that could be a good reason why you might take some of that tax-free cash and pay off your mortgage. So you clear that debt, so you've got a clean slate as you go into retirement. So that might be one reason why you would do it. A reason why you might not do it is you can actually reduce your income tax throughout retirement if, rather than taking all the tax-free cash in one go, effectively you spread it over the years that you draw your retirement. So for some people where they would be liable for income tax, they can actually reduce that income tax liability, or in some cases just get rid of it altogether. So it really does depend on your personal situation, which is why really people need to think about this a long time, you know, well in advance of when they're thinking of retiring, but also go and get help, you know, go to some of the sources of help that are available out there.
That's it. Because I thought, you know, my hearing it called a tax-free lump sum, I thought, okay, you have to have it in one lump rather than kind of spread it out over several years. So that's really fascinating to hear that. In terms of going for that advice, going for help, where are the best sources of, let's say, advice or information for people to help with the planning to make better decisions?
Yeah, so I would always start with your own employer. So if your employer is making you redundant and you're thinking, well, this could be retirement, then the employers will often put support in place that can help you. So I would say try that first. It won't always be there, but it will be in some cases. I think regulated advice is another area they should look at. So sometimes people think, do I want to go and see an advisor? It's going to cost me money. But research shows that most people that go and get regulated advice, even though clearly they have to pay a fee to get that advice, usually they end up in a much, much better position. And often that advisor will look after them throughout retirement. So their situation may change, and therefore their income requirements may change, that actually they get better outcomes because of the advice they're receiving. So think about a regulated advisor. Also think about PensionWise. So PensionWise is the government-backed support for those people that are going into retirement. So people can go and have a look at PensionWise.gov. There's a lot of information on that website, but they also have a helpline, so people can call, and it's completely free. People can call and have a chat about their questions on retirement.
Fantastic. And give us a bit of information on Wealth at Work, you know, what you do and how people can connect with you.
Yeah, so we work with a large number of employers in the UK, both in the private sector and public sector. So if you happen to work for a company that use us as an organisation, then we will help those individuals understand what their options are, understanding, if you like, the upside and the downsides of the various options that they face. And then ultimately, they can get regulated advice from us as well if they wish, if they want, they want a detailed plan put together that covers their personal situation. They can also have a look at our website anyway. If they go to wealthatwork.co.uk, we've got quite a lot of information on that website, and little case studies and top tips and all that type of thing that may be good background for them.
Fantastic. Jonathan, thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
Great. Thanks, Adam.
And to you at home, thanks for joining me on Mini Mindset in association with Share Radio. Join me again soon for more.